Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing after some perfect outcome? Like your happiness hinges on that promotion, that dream date, or that Instagram-worthy vacation? You know that feeling when you've poured all your energy into something, only to have it fall apart at the last minute? Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, we're wired to want things to go our way, but sometimes life throws us curveballs, and clinging to those predetermined outcomes can leave us feeling frustrated, disappointed, and frankly, a little bit miserable. That's where stoicism comes in. It teaches us to let go of the need to control everything, to embrace uncertainty as part of the human experience, and to focus on what we can control. Our thoughts, actions, and reactions. It's not about giving up your dreams, but rather shifting your mindset so that even if things don't go exactly as planned, you can still find peace and meaning in the journey. So, how do we actually do this? How do we let go of that attachment to outcomes and step into the uncertainty with a little more grace? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, recognize that you can't control everything. Life is full of variables, unforeseen circumstances, and plain old bad luck. Trying to control every little detail is like trying to herd cats. It's exhausting, often futile, and definitely not worth the stress. Accepting this reality allows us to focus our energy on what truly matters. Our own well-being and our responses to challenges. Second, reframe your perspective. Instead of viewing setbacks as failures, see them as opportunities for growth and learning. Every obstacle we face has the potential to teach us something valuable about ourselves and the world around us. It's like those level-up moments in a video game. Yeah, it can be tough, but you come out stronger on the other side. Third, focus on your values. What truly matters to you? What principles guide your actions and decisions? When we align our choices with our core values, we find a sense of purpose and meaning that transcends any specific outcome. It's like having an internal compass that keeps you heading in the right direction, even when the terrain gets rough. Fourth, practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment allows us to appreciate the good things in our lives without constantly yearning for something more. When we're caught up in worrying about the future or dwelling on the past, we miss out on the beauty and wonder of the present. Take a few moments each day to simply breathe, notice your surroundings, and savor the experience. And finally, remember that happiness is not dependent on external circumstances. True joy comes from within, from cultivating gratitude, practicing self-compassion, and finding meaning in our connections with others. It's like building a strong foundation for yourself, one brick at a time. When things get tough, you have something solid to stand on. Think about that last big goal you set for yourself. What if, instead of fixating on the result, you focused on enjoying the journey? Imagine pouring your heart into it, learning from every step, and celebrating your progress along the way, regardless of the final outcome. That's letting go of the need to control everything and embracing the power of the present moment. Picture this. You're applying for that dream job. What if, instead of obsessing over whether you'll get it, you focused on how much you learn from each interview, how you network with new people, and how you hone your skills? What if you celebrated each step forward as a win, even if the final outcome wasn't what you initially envisioned? This isn't about settling for less, it's about shifting your mindset so that you can find fulfillment and growth regardless of the external results. So, remember, letting go of attachment to outcomes is a journey, not a destination. It takes practice, patience, and a willingness to embrace the unknown. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll find yourself navigating life with more grace, resilience, and ultimately more joy. Ready to take the stoic approach into your own life? Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Leave us a review and let us know what resonates most with you. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. I love hearing from all of you. Until next time, keep living your best, most authentic lives.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.